Hey, believer, welcome to From Head to Heart. Do you know in your head God loves you, but struggle to feel it in your heart? Have you ever been let down by people so you believe God will let you down too? Do you ever feel like you have to choose between God or your feelings? I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I believed so many lies about my worth and identity in Christ. I wondered if I would ever be able to discern God's voice over my voice. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. Now is your time to finally know and understand God's love for you, that you can trust God and hear from God. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. Today is the first day you begin to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Hey friend, I am so excited to be here with you today. My name is Jessica Hoddle and I'm your host of From Head to Heart. Today I'm going to be talking about how to know you are hearing from God and not the enemy or your feelings. Before we get started, I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time to just leave a rating and review. It really helps other women, one, find the podcast, but two, we always read reviews, don't we? So it just helps other women that land on the podcast to know what it's about and sharing your heart and what you've experienced from the podcast. I just want to say it means so much to me. And thank you for also just joining us inside of my free Facebook community where I'm active in and I'm communicating with you and connecting back with you. It's just another way for us to go deeper together, to hear from God and heal emotionally with Him. So thanks for just taking 30 seconds to leave a review and hitting the show notes to join us inside the Facebook group. Most importantly, I want to talk about today about hearing from God. And it really is about discerning between the voices that we hear, right? Whether it's through our feelings and what they communicate or what the enemy is trying to distract us from or with. Hearing from God requires us to think about what we are thinking instead of allowing what comes to be really have the ultimate say over our lives. Now, in my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, if you have not picked that up, I highly recommend it. If you want to have a better understanding of why you feel stuck in your feelings, why you feel like you have to hide from God, or even just the shame that you may experience around having feelings, if you really want to break free from that and live in this identity of who you are in Christ and what it means to have feelings because we are a being, not a doing. Make sure you pick up my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, because I go definitely deeper into this topic when it comes to recognizing God's voice or our feelings. Okay. So I like to say that we have the truth of our situation and the truth over our situation, which is God. So therefore, we do not deny our reality exists or pretend everything is fine when it's not. We do, however, get to pray and seek the Lord to show us what is true and right that will bring healing and clarity. So how do we know, right? How do we know if we are hearing from God or the enemy and not our feelings? Let's take a look at the fruit that each one will bring. No matter the phrase or words that someone speaks over us, if we hear it as many times over as if we hear it a lot of times, we can begin to believe that what they're saying is actually true. Even though it's based on a lie or could be based on a lie, we begin to believe it's true. They become the words that we meditate on, which will be the words that we reproduce. So anything in repetition will build something, right? We may be creating stories about ourselves based on other people's pain and how they view their lives and world. What I like to say is think of us as sponges. Whatever substance a sponge is soaking in, right, it will come out. When you wring that sponge out, it's very important that whatever was obviously soaking in the sponge is going to come out of that sponge. our lives are similar. We absorb our surroundings, we absorb other people's pain, and we're doing this all at once. So what we soak in will flow out from our hearts, right? And then out of our mouths. So the question now turns to us. What have we been soaking in? Opinions, past moments, trauma, pain, joy, the truth. Now, again, in my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, I help you discern between pain and healing, but I also help you walk through the feelings that you experience step by step and how to actually renew your mind to the truth. I want things to be practical for you. I want you to live out the word. And in my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, I really do that. But we can soak up both truth and lies into our lives, right? So hearing from God requires us to know the truth and to recognize the lies, because that's what the truth does. Truth exposes darkness. And when we bring God's word into our current thoughts, our thoughts are confronted with two opposing viewpoints, right? So since Jesus is the embodiment of truth, anything that goes against his word is a lie. Now, we hardwire our brains when we continue to think the same thoughts. Everything starts out as a seed. Everything starts out as a thought. And when we begin to meditate on it, it can become a habit. It can become an action. And the more that we live it out in our action, in our thoughts, it becomes a stronghold. So when our thinking begins to change, when we elevate our thinking to God's truth, we prune old neuropathways and form new ones. When we realize that Jesus invites us to see his perspective and not our own, then healing comes through his kindness, because it's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. What I want you to look at is healing is nothing more than a welcome invitation. It's when we grant permission to ourselves to bring up parts of us, right, that we try to bury, that we are afraid to give over to God, that we're afraid to confront with God. But processing through the pain and forgiveness does not mean that what you experienced does not exist or is not valid, right? We can experience feelings and at the same time, not allow them to form into our worth or to our identity. Holding both of our feelings and God's truth is where we begin to bridge the gap from feeling to healing. We want to recognize these patterns because they allow us to begin to hear from God clearly. A good way to determine whether we believe a lie or not is by asking ourselves a few simple questions. What kind of fruit is my life producing right now? And I go into these deeper. You can get these questions inside of my book, Based Off With Your Feelings. But what kind of fruit is my life producing right now? Number two, what do I think about most of the time? Number three, how are my thoughts making me feel? Again, I go deeper into these in my book, Face Off With Your Feelings. But this really helps us when we ask ourselves these questions. It requires us to think about what we're thinking, right? So the more of God's word we have stored in our hearts, the easier it is detecting the lies, right? The more that we have the truth, we can recognize the lies. And awareness requires us to ask the Holy Spirit to help us be aware so that we can repair. Therefore, to know a lie is to know the fruit it produces. We want to know the fruit that it produces in our lives. So a lie will lead to destruction of some kind. Maybe it's defeat in our thought life. Maybe it's jealousies and insecurities in our relationships, or just feeling stuck in our purpose or where God has us, right? We can have all different kinds of destruction thoughts or defeat, or we keep ourselves on the bench way too long and we think that God's keeping us there, but we're keeping ourselves there. But lies lead us to stay in one place for an extended amount of time, right? Lies don't want to see us win, because the enemy, Satan, is the father of lies. John 8:44 tells us that Satan is not only a liar, he's the father of lies. There is no truth in him. The enemy is a liar. He wants to replace the truth in our hearts and souls with deception. if he can even twist the truth for a little bit, if he can even get you blaming God for the things that you experience or the pain that you feel, he can. And he'll just twist it just a little bit, just enough to get you off course, to get you sitting on the bench and staying there. If the enemy can keep us distracted and focused on our painful lies, he can keep us distant from God and believing that we can't hear from him. Opposing the lies then will only come through growing our relationship with the Father, which tunes our ears, right, to hearing from God on a personal level. His word tells us that we have the power to control our feelings and work through them without allowing them to escalate. Therefore, it's important that we know that we don't have to guess the results that we get, right? Like, we don't have to guess what God's doing. He tells us in his word, and we don't have to guess how we're going to respond to our feelings, because we know how we're going to respond to our feelings. Without creating space, responding from our pain, it always ends up in more frustration, right? Loss, anger, or hurt. Because to know the truth is to know the fruit that truth produces. And that means it's going to bring all kinds of reconciliation, restoration. It's going to bring healing. It's going to lead to peace. It's going to bring closure. It's not going to bring confusion, because that's a lie. We want to think about what is good, right, and true, because that is what the truth is going to bring. So how do you know you're hearing from God? We have to think about the fruit that your life and your thought life is producing. Again, what is lies producing in your life? And if you don't know what is a lie and a truth, again, think about the fruit that each of those thoughts that you're thinking right now produce. Write it down, journal through it. Again, in my book, I help you and I walk you through the step of healing, of walking through what it looks like to process through your feelings, but also from a biblical perspective. It's all about God, his foundation, your identity in Christ, and how everything flows from that. Here are a few scriptures to point us back to discernment, control, and letting the Holy Spirit do the work. James 1:19-20. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of a man does not produce the righteousness of God. Ephesians 4:26-27. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. I love that scripture because it says that you can be angry, but it also says to not act on your anger. And it also gives us a timeline for how much and how long we should sit. So be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, meaning, okay, we need to process this, give it over to the Lord, and to not sit and stew on it. Because if we do, it says, nor give place to the devil. The more that we focus on our feelings, the more we give place to the devil. I want you to know above all that you have the ability to discern and hear from God. In fact, I bet you are hearing from God more than you think. It all starts and ends with the word. What kind of fruit are you producing, and will it bring awareness to who you are partnering with? Again, to learn more about feelings, discerning the truth, and healing from past pain, you can get my book, Face Off With Your Feelings. Also, don't forget, join us inside the free Facebook group. I'd love to see you there. And as always, challenge the way you think to change the way you live. How free would you feel if your feelings didn't get the final say in your life, but God's word did? Many of us allow our feelings to be the engine in our lives instead of the caboose. We are run by our feelings when we run away from them. But as I teach in my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, we no longer have to run and hide from our feelings. Our feelings can lead us into a deeper relationship with God. Whether you feel too busy to slow down, believe you are not worth the time, the effort, or the fight, you feel so overwhelmed with where to start, or have no idea how to take your thoughts captive, question your thoughts, or renew your mind, my book, Face Off With Your Feeling, helps you create space step by step to heal the tender places of your soul. In my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, I teach you how worthy you are of love and healing because of our good Father in heaven. I write from my own journey and I share simple, tangible action steps for you to take as you work through the process of healing, including changing the way you think about God to change the way you live with God, creating the space you need to find healing, discovering how to get the word of God from your head into your heart, experience and love of God through relationship and not works, and finally, finding freedom from shame about what you feel so that you can heal. So if you are ready for your feelings to not be the engine in your life that runs you, but rather the caboose, pick up my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, by heading to jessicahoddle.com/shop today.